Welcome back.
Welcome back.
I've never heard that song before.
It's great. Beautiful. It's great. It's really pretty. His big song is called All Is Well. Mm-hmm. Also a great listen. That one's a little more like, it's a little like sappy, like everything will be okay. But it's really dramatic and it's a really pretty song.
Yeah.
Would recommend.
Yeah. Awesome. Before I get into my next song, okay, I just, I do want to remind everyone that this is Alicia.
Oh my
and
God.
You're listening to 91.5 FM. That's WMFO and that's Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, it is.
This is technically your hour
this
now.
This is my hour now.
Yeah.
We'll swap seats.
Yeah, we'll
oh my
swap
God.
Seats.
We can do the thing where we swap seats and nobody can tell the difference. What?
Okay. So the next song that, I mean, I would play it if it wasn't explicit. Oh my goodness. Sorry. This one is called Charmander by Aminé.
Ooh.
This song, it's really good.
It's really good.
It's like just barely 2 minutes long and it's so like boppy and happy. But unfortunately, perfect. It's explicit, so we are going to have to skip it. But the next song is Plains by Olive Jones. If you're a longtime listener, you know I love this song. I do play it all the time. It honestly kind of matches the vibes of the song that you just last played.
Perfect.
Once
wow.
again,
amazing.
My shuffle is listening. Yeah. All right. So here is Plains by Olive Jones. Enjoy.
1, 2.
I can't stand the planes flying overhead. Now they've gone away, spending lazy Sunday mornings just lying in my bed with the blues, singing loud.
Go back. I just wanna go home.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is Gonzo. You're listening to Is It Krennic Rayon on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was fantastic.
Isn't that song? It's just gorgeous.
It's so pretty.
Yeah.
It is so pretty. I love the drums. Mm.
Yeah. And the little drum at the end, the like, it's, oh, yes.
Great. So good.
Fantastic.
What number was that for you?
Let's find out. Let's do some research. Let me see. It was, oh, it's pretty high up there.
Ooh.
Wait, it's not telling me right now, but I'd say it's top 20.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's right between Desert Eagle by Beyonce and I Think I'm in Love by Beck.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Great songs.
It's fantastic songs.
Fantastic songs.
Yeah. I listened to a lot of Beyonce this year. I really liked Cowboy Carter.
Cowboy Carter is a great album. So, so good.
Fantastic.
I'm really excited for the Grammys.
Yeah.
This is a big year.
It really is.
Like, oh, I'm excited.
Yeah. You know who I'm really excited for?
Who?
Doechii.
I actually have not listened to any Doechii.
I'm a really big fan.
You're a big fan?
Really big fan.
You've probably played some Doechii for me.
I probably have not because it's probably explicit. But she's just so talented.
What's she nominated for?
Like so many things.
So
I think she
things.
Was like the most nominated female artist this year. Maybe it's just artist period this year.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Still, I don't know. She just released her NPR Tiny Desk. I'm probably going to watch that later.
Big day for Doechii fans.
Literally.
Day for Doechii fans.
Yeah. She just like, oh, she has such a strong like visual and like creative image. And it's really refreshing to see that.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So this song that I'm going to play, this song is called Texas Wide by Kate Stevenson.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Stevenson is a fantastic artist. Relatively small. We saw her together live because she opened for Somersault.
Oh my
the
gosh.
First concert we ever went to.
Yes.
Second, wait. Maybe Remy Wolf.
I think it might second.
First,
I don't
second. I don't know.
Who's to say? Was she the first opener?
She was the first opener. The
I
one that was
really liking
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she's great, and she's been releasing new music. She released an album recently, and I have not listened to it. But this is the first single that she released off of it, and it's really fun.
Oh my
this is
gosh.
Number this is number 64 for me. Funnily enough, right above a Somersault song. But this is Texas Wide by Kate Stevenson.
First time in Louisiana, I was on my way to the pearly gates, and for Texas wide. The first time I saw the Mississippi was a beautiful sight, but I ain't got nobody with me. I'm on my way to the pearly gates, and for Texas wide. It's on the tip of my at the water stop, just past the bank. Giddy ups won't fix her up. The only turn her red. Last time I spoke to my mama, she cried and said she didn't want my melodrama. She was around my age when her ma said, baby, I won't meet your daughter. Tell me you'll be better. Turn the kettle off. Let live what's fine.
that is Texas Wide by Kate Stevenson. Ooh, words.
That one's so fun. I like that song.
It's just a little bouncy and a little like...
A little ditty too.
I love it. The banjo coming in. Mm.
Yeah.
In another life, I play the banjo, and that's all I'll say on that topic. Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Yeah. All right. Okay. So my song that we're gonna be listening to next up, it's Lego Ring by Faye Webster featuring Lil Yachty.
Yeah.
So
It comes up on Spinatron, Faye Webster and Lil Yachty.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the one. Sorry, let me just make sure we're.
Yeah. So in case you're like, hey man, like, what is Faye Webster doing making a song with Lil Yachty?
Yeah, that was my next question.
yeah. So they're both like artists from Atlanta. From what I've heard, like, they've like grown up with each other.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Rumor has it.
Wait, that's kind of fantastic.
I know. And yeah, it's like, it's definitely like a weird song. And you know, who was one of the singles off her most recent album, Underdress at the Symphony, which is another really fun album. And people had mixed reactions. They were like, they were either like, this is weird, or they were like, if you think this is weird, you just don't get it, and this isn't for you, and blah, 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 blah. And at first, I was in the, this is kind of odd camp, but then I listened to it more, and I was like, no, this is fun. This is like a fun kind of weird. And I think that's what's cool about like Faye Webster's music, and especially Lil Yachty's new music.
Like, I haven't heard any of his new music.
He's like getting into some cool production stuff. I don't know. Have you heard the song like Drive Me Crazy?
It's not ringing a bell off the top of my head.
I'll play it for you during the break.
Awesome.
But yeah, it's really great. And this song is also really great. We'll see if you... We'll do a live review.
I'm excited.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, callers, get ready to call in. Weird or fun?
Weird or fun. That's the only word you're allowed to say.
And then we hang up.
And we hang up.
So this is Lego Ring, Faye Webster with Lil Yachty.
I want a Lego ring. I want it to hurt my finger. I want a Lego ring. I want it crystal clear. Love hanging up in every pit, 'cause you're like a woman.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
It's fun.
It's fun. I'm in the it's fun camp.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Definitely in the it's fun camp.
Yeah. And I did a little research to make sure I'm not spreading lies on air again.
You always do this.
I know. Or I know.
You gotta stop. You gotta stop at some point, right? Where do you draw the line, AC?
I mean, I have to be telling music facts, not music lies, like, guys. Anyways, the Rolling Stone says that the Atlanta musicians have been friends since middle school.
That's so fun.
I know. It's kind of epic.
That's kind of fantastic. I love that. I love that so much.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's awesome.
What are we listening to now?
Hard Vibe Switch. Mm-hmm. This is Lavender Girl by Camp. And it's just so, it's so pretty. And
it is.
It's like such a sweet, sweet, sweet song. Mm-hmm. This was number 55 for me. But it's just cute and sweet and really like lovely. Please do enjoy. This is Lavender Girl by Camp. Folks, that was Lavender Girl by Camp. We're gonna do a little switch here. When we were discussing this idea, we had the thought of, what if we did this but with our old Spotify Wrapped? So not from 2024, but say from what,
2016.
Me I can only find my, the earliest one I can find is my 2019 one, but I've definitely had Spotify for longer than that.
Yeah.
So 2019, maybe earlier. But yeah, so we're just going to take a little trip down memory lane for a little bit, and do some of our past favorites.
Yeah.
What are we listening to?
Well, first, can I give you my top five from 2016?
Yeah, please do.
I think this. Yeah, so I want you to picture me, eighth grade. This is, you know what, halfway through eighth grade,
right?
Whatever. Number one song, Alaska, Maggie Rogers.
Yeah,
OG fan right here.
OG fan.
My
let the world know.
Yeah, my best friend in middle school went to the same summer camp as Maggie Rogers.
Oh,
and yeah,
oh,
so,
you know.
So she like turned me on to her really early. So shout out Eleni, thank you.
Thank you, Eleni.
Yeah, we have a song called Thinking of You by Mabel, Paper Planes by MIA, yeah. Monster Lead Me Home by Sarah Hartman, and Dark Necessities by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm going to keep going because it gets better.
Yeah, good.
I Love Me, Meghan Trainor, Lunch Money Lewis.
No.
Empire State of Mind,
yeah.
Jay-Z, Alicia Keys. If we move down a little bit, we get into Alphabet Aerobics.
Oh, yeah.
We have Death of a Bachelor, Panic at the Disco.
Banger, and You Shouldn't Be Ashamed.
I kind of want to play it. It's really good. But we already decided that, well, actually, wait, before the song we're going to play, we also have Tear in My Heart, 21 Pilots, Rigor Mortis, Kendrick Lamar, Danny California, again, Red Hot Chili Peppers. This Could Be Us.
Yeah.
Hand Clap.
Oh, actually, fun fact, that my first concert back from COVID was an outdoor concert with the Fits and the Tantrums with Mila, my older sister. Shout out, Mila.
I have Fight Song by Rachel Platt.
No, you do not.
Wait, funny story about me in middle school.
Do tell. Yeah.
In middle school, I was in an a cappella group.
Yeah, okay.
Puele Cantantes. And
I'm sorry, what's it called?
Puele Cantantes.
En Español? Or?
Nope, we sang songs in English. That was just the name of the group.
That was just the name of the group. Okay,
understand. Yeah,
for sure.
Another fun fact I do need you to know is that my middle school had like an all-white diversity committee. Just context. Yeah.
Cool.
But we sang Fight Song by Rachel Platten, and I had a solo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to...
No. Maybe when we, you know, play a different song, I'll sing, but yeah. So anyways, the song that we've chosen to play is Good Grief by Bastille. I'm a Bastille truther, okay? You guys don't get them like I do. I also remember, speaking of eighth grade, this is bringing up just crazy memories for me.
Yeah, go on.
So at the start of eighth grade, we went on this like camping trip as like a whole grade. And the way I... you know, went up to like flirt with my then crush.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, have you heard the new Bastille album?
Yeah.
It's really good.
You want to listen to it together? Like, what?
Well, no, like we're like in the woods at this point. Right. Like we're not listening to music. I was just like, Keelan, you should really listen to it when we get back. Like, it's really good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
That's great tech.
Yeah. Seriously. Hey, man, it worked. We dated for a month.
Hey,
he broke up with me in the hallway on the way to Latin class.
Oh, devastating Latin class.
Devastating, I know. Anyways.
Anyways, I digress.
So here is Good Grief by Bastille.
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
Watching through our fingers. Shuts my eyes and count to ten. It goes in one ear out the other, one ear out the other. Burning bright right till the end. Now you'll be missing from the photographs, missing from the photographs.
Watching through our fingers.
So easily, what's gonna be left of the world if you're not? in it, what's gonna be left of the world? Oh, every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Every stumble and each misfire, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Song. I've been dancing at a funeral, dancing at a funeral, sleeping in the clothes you love. It's such a shame we have to see them, but shame we have to see them, but what's gonna be left of the world if you're not in it? What's gonna be left of the world? Oh. Every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. To excuse me, I've lost control of all of my senses. You might have to excuse me, I've lost control of all of my world. So get drunk, call me a fool, put me in my place, put me in my place. Pick me up off the floor, put me in my place, put me.
Wow. Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back.
I hope you enjoyed that as much as we did.
We had a great break where we swapped our earliest stop songs. And, oh my God, wait, is that that Sheeran song on my...
Yeah, it is. It's number 24.
Oh my God, wait, I haven't thought
how it
about...
Goes, but like...
I haven't thought about that. Okay, so we know what we're playing next.
Okay, perfect.
But we swapped top songs and... a few revelations.
Mm-hmm.
One, we listen to a lot of the same. We have like a lot of like really weird like catch and release, the Deep End remix, Mr. Mm-hmm. Wise,
which is like so, yeah. Like, but also like mine's 2016, this is 2018. Like, yeah, we're like, still listening. There's overlap.
There's overlap. The big one, I feel like we have to talk about.
Yeah.
So Alicia has on their top songs 2016. A song called "The Gambler" by Fun, right?
Which I loved Fun. My dad and I bought their CD.
No, you're kidding.
Oh yeah,
oh, that's so cute.
Oh, it's amazing. Maybe I'll play a Fun deep cut later.
Oh yeah, please do. but I raised my hand.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't actually, but I was like,
I called on him
right,
in class
right, naturally, and I said, Professor Alicia. Why do you have a cover of "The Gambler" by Kenny Rogers on your top songs? And Alicia goes, "I didn't know that was a cover."
Yeah. So I need to go listen to the original immediately.
I'm going to tell you, it's probably really, really different.
Does it have a lot of piano in it?
No.
Okay, this... I
don't think there's a single lick of piano on there.
I can't wait to have this revelation. But yeah, so the other song that we found...
Yes, do tell. Because I also don't remember how it goes.
Bibia Baye by Ed Sheeran? I'm sure he's going to say it very differently than
he
that.
He probably is. I'm astonished that that's number 24.
Yeah, and I kind of need to listen to
this. I kind of need to listen to this. I kind of forget what...
I forget
what it sounds like.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
I'm on aux one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Baby, I'll be here, yeah.
my shoes last night. I don't know where I put my keys. I was tired and fell asleep beneath an oak tree. I bet my mother's proud of me. From each scar upon my knuckle and each graze upon my knee. And all I know is I got a cab and then threw up upon his car seat. He kicked me out and then I walked in the rain. I tell myself in every way I won't be doing this again. And tomorrow's a brand new day. Someone told me, always say what's on your mind. And I am only being honest with you. I get lonely and make mistakes from time to time. Say no man call you, baby, I beg you, yeah. Less and less, and mostly things that I regret. In my phone are several texts from girls I've never met. And in the pocket of my jeans are only coins and broken dreams. My heart is breaking at the seams and I'm coming apart now. Now things are looking up, I'll find my shoes right next to the oak tree. And I'll get a bus straight into town and spend the afternoon looking around for the things that I left on the ground. And say you with me, tomorrow's a brand new day. Someone told me, always say what's on your mind. And I am only being honest with you. I get lonely and make mistakes from time to time. Say no man call you, baby, I beg you, yeah. One more mile. Always say what's on your mind. And I am only being honest with you. I get lonely and make mistakes from time to time. Say no man call you, baby, I be you, yeah.
Okay. All right. So we have a lot of things to discuss. First and foremost, banger.
Yeah. Banger. Really good. Wow. I completely forgot about that song.
I now see why that was high up. Yeah. That's.
I want to dance to that.
Like that's I, like somebody puts that on. Mm.
We're dancing right now. You can't hear it.
Okay. Number two. I have an apology to make.
Yeah.
We did some research, and The Gambler by Fun is just a completely different song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you know what? And thank you, Alicia, for catching me on being reductive. And I promise that next time I'll do better.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to the listeners at home for spreading lies on air. I will devote all my time and energy to doing better.
Yeah, you just have to like sit down and listen, you know.
You know, I really just have to.
Yeah.
You're so correct.
Yeah. Wait, you want to know what I'm seeing on my Spotify Wrapped right now from 2016?
What are you seeing on your Spotify Wrapped right now from 2016?
Lush Life by Zara Larsson. It's not the song that's like her meme song right now, but
yes, I believe
but it's
so.
Still like, oh, we also have Smile by Lily Allen, American Boy. Wow, so much good stuff.
So much good stuff.
But yeah, I was going to say like, oh, we should listen to The Gambler by Fun, but it's not exactly the same vibe. And I kind of like, and then I was like, maybe I should play Thinking of You by Mabel because like that's my number two song.
Right. Naturally.
Not as well known. But now I'm kind of like, what if I just went and I played a very 2016 song right now?
What if we did that? You can do whatever you want. This is Freeform Radio.
I'm going to leave it up to you. Are we about to listen to a 21 Pilots song or a Panic at the Disco song?
No, you can't make me choose. That's cruel. That's cruel and unusual, Alicia.
And I'm making you. Okay, fine. I'll make the decision.
Yeah, please.
We're going to do Tear in My Heart, 21 Pilots.
That's a great shout. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Sometimes you gotta bleed to know that you're alive and have a soul.
it takes someone to come around to show you how. She's a tear in my heart. I'm alive. She's a tear in my heart. I'm on fire. She's a tear in my heart. Take me higher than I've ever been. The songs on the radio are okay, but my taste in music is your face. And it takes a song to come around to show you how. She's the tear in my heart. I'm alive. She's the tear in my heart. I'm on fire. She's the tear in my heart. Take me higher than I've ever been. Than I've ever been. Than I've ever been. You fell asleep in my car, I drove the whole time. But that's okay, I'll just avoid the holes so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. You fell asleep in my car, I drove the whole time. But that's okay, I'll just avoid the holes so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. Sometimes you gotta bleed to know, oh, oh, that you're alive and have a soul, oh, oh. But it takes someone to come around to show you how. She's a carver, she's a butcher with a smile. Cut me farther than I've ever been.
And that song's beautiful.
That song's so good,
it's
man.
It's so good. It's so good. It's art. It's so, so, so good.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, yeah. Fun fact.
Yeah.
So 2018, did you ever listen to your Taste Breakers? The one that Spotify made for you with Spotify Wrapped.
I remember this. It's called.
It's literally called Taste Breakers. I haven't done this since, and I'm really upset because if you scroll, I'm scrolling through my Taste Breakers right now, and the first two songs are.
I found it.
You found it. Yes.
Okay.
The first two songs are Bookstore Girl by Charlie Berg and Instead of My Room by Charlie Berg.
Oh my gosh.
Who is like one of my favorite artists. He was my number four artist for like this current year, 2024. And I think this is how I got into him.
You know, okay, wait. I think.
Also wait. On here, God in Jeans by Ryan Beatty.
Mine's, I have Haircut, I have Bruise.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I, and both of those songs are saved on here. And I think I definitely could have like found it from here. There's a couple songs by Dijon too.
Oh,
definitely
yeah.
Had no idea who he was in 2018 or 2019 or
2018.
Yeah. But Ryan Beatty, like I listened to Haircut so much.
It's such a good song.
And I saw him open for Maggie Rogers and my mom and sister. Like, so I went to this concert with my mom and my sister.
Fantastic.
Yes, amazing. And they like had no idea who he was. They were like, do we want to like go a little later, skip the opener, you know, whatever. I was like,
absolutely
no,
not.
I'm so sorry,
so
we're
sorry.
Gonna have to
you
sit
have
through
to,
this
you
and
have
like
come.
His recent album is just incredibly slow and sad and painful. Mm-hmm. But like for me it was gonna be like a moment of catharsis and they were just gonna have to sit there with me as I experienced this.
His new album, his most recent album
yeah
is so good.
It's really good.
It's so good.
But it's like, you know, he's up there singing Ribbons.
Right. And you're like, wow,
and okay. Damn, like I got ribbons running down my face.
Like,
you
for
know,
real. Speak your truth.
Yeah. I actually didn't. I didn't cry. I was just trying to be silly there and whatever. Taking comedic liberties.
No, we're all about the comedic liberties. Right?
But yeah, he's fantastic. I'm trying so to see good. Who else is on here. Thea, who used to be Rex Orange County's girlfriend.
Is she the one that does 22?
Yes.
Yeah.
That song's good.
That song's great. Great. I'm all about that song. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Let me pull up my top songs 2018 so I can pull up a song. For folks listening at home, my five top songs in 2018. 2018, I was really depressed for whatever reason. Number one, Love is a Laser Quest by the Arctic Monkeys. Have you ever heard that song?
No.
Okay, we're going to play Love is a Laser Quest by the Arctic Monkeys. ooh.
I can't wait.
I'm actually like, this song like still gives me chills. And I love it. I love this song so, so, so much. That was number one. Number two, Call Me Back by The Strokes. Number three, Let It Go by James Bay. Number four, Lay Me Down by Sam Smith and John Legend.
Great song.
Great song. Wow, they did great work. And number five, Two Time. Two Time.
So good.
Followed by The End of All Things by Panic at the Disco and I Won't Give Up by Jason Mraz. So anyways, 2018 was super fun. This is Love is a Laser Quest by the Arctic Monkeys.
Do you still feel younger than you thought you would by now? Oh darling, have you started feeling old yet? Don't worry, I'm sure that you're still breaking hearts with the efficiency that only youth can harness. And do you still think love is a laser quest? Or do you take it all? Tried to ask you this in some daydreams that I've had, but you're always busy being make-believe. And do you look into the mirror to remind yourself you're there, or as somebody's good now, kisses got that covered? Well, I'm not being honest, I pretend that you just so lover. Now I can't think of air without thinking of you. I doubt that comes as a surprise. And I can't think of anything to dream about. I can't find anywhere to hide.
Folks, we've had a request by a caller. Thank you very much, Lucas. Lucas was one of my trainees this year. He's also on the men's rowing team.
Oh my god, that was Lucas?
That was Lucas.
What?
Lucas, thank you for the request.
I got really stressed out when someone called us. Lucas, text us next time.
You've been texting me. You can just continue texting me.
It's okay. And Lucas, do you mean Elastic Heart by Sia?
Text me the answer.
Because that could be fun.
That could be fun.
I'll belt it out in the studio.
I mean, like, yeah, like, we can do that.
Wait, that reminds me. I have a really, like, specific memory of in middle school, we had this, like, you know, like, tall, like, stairway. It's kind of, like, you know, closed in by door, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it had, like, really nice echoes.
Right.
And me and my friends would, like, go there, practice our singing. And one of my friends was singing, I think, like, Titanium by Sia. And, like, her brother walked into the hall, like, the stairwell and was like, that actually wasn't bad. It's just such a funny thing for your brother to say to you.
That actually wasn't bad. Okay. Yeah. Like,
all right. Well, here's Elastic Heart by Sia. Shout out,
shout
Lucas.
Out Lucas. In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, please, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you were going to throw it out anyways, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow.
Good to know. Lucas, thank you for the recommendation. Sorry to cut it short.
We both forgot how amazing that song is.
It's a banger. All-time banger.
Yeah. But yeah, I was going through some other years of my Spotify Wrapped. I found a song that I forgot about and that I love so much. This one is I Wish I Missed My Ex by Mahalia. This is from my top songs 2020. I think it's in the top 10.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh, I just lost it. There it is. Okay.
All right.
I Wish I Missed My Ex by Mahalia.
Every time the weekend comes, yeah, I know that it won't be long, yeah, till you're gonna call my phone, yeah, you'll be like, babe, come over, I know how this goes, yeah, talk about you need closure, too many missed calls, too many texts, damn, I wish I missed my ex.
I've been waiting for this call. Baby, I don't wanna do this all today. Don't you know you're so predictable? I can tell you everything you're gonna say, like, hey or
hi.
How you been lately?
Fine.
I've been missing you, baby.
Sigh.
I don't know if I can take this again.
Every time the weekend comes, yeah, I know that it won't be long, yeah.
So why you trying to test me on my holiday? Boy, you must be living in a bubble. Oh, go with the wind, fly away. No, hey, oh,
hi.
How you been lately?
Fine.
I've been missing you, baby.
Sorry.
I don't know if I can take this again. No.
Every time the weekend comes, yeah, I know that it won't be long.
My phone all night. This ain't love, you're troubling me. Always wishing you were still mine. I'm the only one you wanted, but I can't follow where your heart is. Cool it till the morning. Na 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 na. Texting, troubling me all over my phone all night. This ain't love, you're troubling me. Always wishing you were still mine.
Alrighty, folks. Thank you very much for being here with us. This is great song. Great song. this is Gonzo.
And this is Alicia.
You're listening to Is a Crayon a Crayon on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Thank you all for being here. To send us off, this is my number 5 song from 2020. This is a song called Strawberry Milk by Deep Sea Peach Tree.
Ooh. Mm. Very excited.
A little guitar time.
I'm excited.
Now I feel it too.